From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, has been sent to jail after a federal grand jury indicted him on charges of tampering with potential witnesses while free on bail. Here's AP's Chad Day.
What they're revealing in these court filings is that Manafort repeatedly reached out to these people in an attempt to make them change their stories. He called them at times, and then other times he used encrypted apps on his phone. And these text messages, or these texts that were exchanged, were actually turned over to the special counsel's office last month in May, at least according to this filing.
Manafort, the first former Trump associate to go to prison, indicted last week on two new counts of obstruction of justice and conspiracy to obstruct justice in connection with the attempt to contact those unidentified cooperating witnesses. Manafort has pleaded not guilty to the new charges. President Trump says the Justice Department's Inspector General's report on the email probe of former Secretary of State and presidential candidate Hillary Clinton reached the wrong conclusion when it determined there was no bias in the agency's handling of the investigation. The report says the FBI director at that time, James Comey, had missteps leading the investigation of Clinton, and it damaged the FBI's credibility. President Trump continuing to blame Democrats as political rivals for actions that separate children from patients, from parents, that is, when families are caught illegally crossing the border with Mexico. New bill says that children who cross the border with their parents can only be released to their parents. This is VOA News. The Trump administration has announced a 25% tariff on up to $50 billion worth of Chinese imports, and China has retaliated with $50 billion in tariffs as well. AP's Mike Hempen reporting.
PNC Financial Services Group senior economist Bud Adams says this is not a trade war, but trade friction between the world's two largest economies.
The risk of a trade war is probably still low, although the impact would be large.
Adams says financial markets, which were rattled when China announced its retaliation, will continue to be up and down.
It creates a little more uncertainty for financial markets.
President Trump has vowed to crack down on what he believes are China's unfair trade practices and efforts to undermine U.S. technology and intellectual property. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Nicaraguan government and civic groups have agreed to call a halt to all violence and allow an international task force to investigate the recent anti-government protest that left 170 people dead. Protest against Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega, former leftist guerrilla, began in April over proposed changes to pensions. Muslims around the world celebrating Eid al-Fitr, the holiday that marks the end of the holy month of Ramadan. Holiday is the culmination of the Ramadan season when devout Muslims fast from sunrise to sunset for the whole month. In Afghanistan, President Ashraf Ghani touted a three-day ceasefire with the Taliban and an address to the nation to mark the Eid holiday. Ceasefire lasts through Sunday. However, Ghani appealed for a lengthier ceasefire and called again for the Taliban to come to the negotiating table. Student activists from a high school in the U.S. state of Florida, where 17 people were killed this year, have kicked off a bus tour starting in Chicago with an emotional, star-studded rally to fight gun violence. Here's AP's Jackie Quinn.
A high-profile grieving relative, Jennifer Hudson, whose mom, sister, and nephew were fatally shot, joined the Stoneman Douglas students and local activists working to get young people to register to vote to replace lawmakers who don't support gun control. Parkland survivor Kyra Simon.
Every single voice, no matter where it comes from, matters.
Chance the Rapper and Will.i.am also appeared, along with former Arizona Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, who was shot in the head in 2011.
Vote, 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 and vote.
The names of 147 of Chicago's young people shot to death over the past year were read aloud.
America, you should be ashamed.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
You can get more news at our website. Check us out at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Heather Maxwell, your host, and this is the English to Africa service of the Voice of America in Washington. This is Music to the Max, 55 minutes of awesome, carefully curated Pan-African music, music news, and exclusive artist interviews. You're part of the show too, Ems. Your posts, your DMs, tweets, voice messages, texts, song requests, even your own songs are all considered and sometimes included right in the show. Today I've got two featured guests. First, the desert rock band Kela Souf. That comes in at 20 past the hour. And second, pianist-composer Joe Kayat. We'll hear from Joe at 40 past the hour and listen to his amazing piece, Afro Bach. Now, in between, before and after, it's all great music, starting with this classic from South Africa, Mkomboti, by Ivan Shaka Shaka. Everybody, come and drink my magic beer.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. Hello, my M's. This is Heather Maxwell. You're at the top of MTIA. That was Yvonne Shaka Shaka's classic Mkomboti, or African beer, from her 1987 album, Thank You, Mr. DJ. Oh, here's a brand new sound from the DRC diaspora, Jupiter and Oques. This is Musonsu, track 2 on the 2017 album Kinsonic. Jupiter's message here is this. A French expression says, it's not worth a nail. And yet, without nails, wooden planks cannot become a house. Never scorn what creates unity, for without unity, we would remain insignificant. Yes. Hello, my peeps. That was Jupiter and Oques with Musonsu. I'm betting these guys give an amazing live concert. And lucky for us, they're about to launch their U.S. tour in January. I'm Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa. Let's downshift now with this, Longer Than Forever. It's by Mr. Jukebox, an up-and-coming artist based out of Atlanta, Georgia, born and raised in Lagos.
Fall apart, that's what they wanna see. Always fighting, always bickering. But our love is stronger than titanium. Me and you together, destiny. Swear I'll love you till I R.I.P. No lie.
with this girl, you sit there with that girl, nah, nah. I know they watching, praying that we never make it love. My love, we will always be together till the world falls apart. We'll storm through any weather, say my love, your love. Let's talk. So you know we gon' give it up. I know they wanna see us fail. So baby, to the sky we go. I know they wanna see us fall. So you know we gon' give it up. I know they wanna see us fail. So to the sky we go. Your love, my love, we will always be together till the world falls apart. We'll storm through any weather.
And you're listening to
Music Time in Africa
on Voice of America with Heather Maxwell. Stay tuned.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell. Over the past few weeks, you may have noticed that I've been bringing you music stories that I brought back with me from Brussels. I was there in September. Well, here's another one. Singer-songwriter Anana Haruna is the leader of a desert rock band, Kel Asuf. It just so happened that when I was in Brussels, he was working on new songs for his fourth album, this time in a trio format with keyboardist Sofian Ben Youssef and drummer Olivier Penou. So I met Anana at the studio one cold and really rainy day to hear his new music and meet him in person. Here I am entering Goldfinger Studio in Saint-Gilles. Session in progress. An ensuing interview with Anana is translated from French.
With the group, it's really nice to meet all of you.
How did you start out in music?
I started music like that, by listening to people. It was in the north, Niger, during the rebellion, which made it so I really fell in love with music, especially the guitar. In our culture, the guitar is a new instrument that came with the revolution and all of that. So I started to learn music that way.
You do a mix of music. There's Tuareg. I noticed there's some really traditional Tuareg songs. But there are also some songs that are a little punk even. Or...
That's the new sounds. The guitar arrived as a new instrument in Tuareg music. Today, we, Kel Asuf, what we bring is a new sound that one doesn't hear every day where we're from. So that's the beauty of this project. For us, it's something really new. Also for people who are going to listen to this in the deserts. This sound sung in Tamashek. What is this here? It's really something new.
You're in the middle of making a new album, in fact.
Yeah, you're in the process of working on new songs. Can you tell me how you arrived here in Belgium? Why you came here? And if it's tied to the war or the violence?
When I came here to Belgium, I really came here like that, not really tied to war or violence. But it's true that before I left Niger, I stayed with my family until I was 12. And so it was because of the war that we fled and left for Libya and all of that, because there's a political problem between the Tuareg people and the central government of Niger. So because of that, many Tuareg families went into exile in Libya, Algeria. Many young people left their studies. I was in school. I had to leave my studies. It's really an exile that we didn't choose. So I found myself in the army very young. I found myself in the rebellion. It's there also that I took the guitar, and today the sound that we play today, plus rock, it's a sound that expresses, in fact, the rage that it's in you, that you feel you have to get out, and you express it through music.
Hello, my M's. This is Heather, and that concludes my interview from Brussels with Anana Haruna and his band Kel Asouf. Hope you liked it. The song was Europa from the band's 2016 album, Tikunen. This is Music Time in Africa. Here's Kidi featuring Mayor Kun and Davido.
Billion, oh no, yeah, way. And all my money, me go. Hakuna matata, Jambo Africa, Hakuna matata. Hello everybody, this is Japan, and you're listening to the Voice of America. Thank you for listening.
Hi sweethearts, this is Dr. Maxwell. Next up, brand new hip-hop from the Volta. You know that's gotta be Edom. Followed by some South African house and a short but sweet guitar-picking foot tapper from Malawi.
Church.
Here's Edom with Mighty Jesus, featuring Jay Soul and EL.
You think you walking on this path alone? You think everything you did was by yourself? Oh no, oh no, oh no. You best give all glory to God. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He walks with us all now. Talk to me now.
Eradicasa, make it happen. I know go act like you know be sick. If you, I made it rapping. I may be trapped in, maybe I'm lacking a few words of inspiration, maybe distracted, maybe my life is stuck in the fast lane, no time for myself if they asking, no church, and what's worse, the excuses, but I'm blind if I don't know what my soul's worth, all these blessings I'm receiving, the air that I'm breathing, the least that I can do is believe in, yo love. You call me perfect, so if I fail to acknowledge you, then it makes me worthless. You gave me a voice, and I'ma use it right. Speak the truth, bless the soul, and give good advice.
Church, did you know the Lord is undefeated? 1,000,000 and 0, 1,000,000,000 and 0, infinity and 0. Can't nobody stop him, so don't you dare try. You better testify.
Mercy, these murderers are trying to hurt me. I wake up bright and early and thank God I'm not yet buried. I'm steady clocking 30, mama tells me not to worry. But how can I not be worried when I date a flock of birdies? It's first class when I fly from my crown to Jersey. Get picked up by security cause I got to show maturity. I do the most but the quiet behind the curtain. Till commissary or mortuary, retire my jersey. Yo, let me chill, these words are very real. If my pride is my meds, I will swallow every pill. And cupped it in my back till I signed a heavy deal. And got out people like
my Jesus.
You watch me turn this water into wine and propose a toast. Tonight it's not a sober bone in my body, I'm comatose. Hold your nose, and Lord forgive me for my sins, I'm a different man. I pray to
you,
holler at your boy.
Hallelujah.
I feel the electricity right now. Cause the electricity's coming from the only power source that I know. The only battery in my battery. Jesus Christ.
What up, cop table? African answer.
Oh, yeah,
alright, let's get it. Yeah, the Lord is my shepherd, tidy nana coming here. The Lord is my fortress, tidy for the come. No more drama, no more drama. Hallelujah, no more drama. All the pain go away, it's when you can't afford it. Erasing you may come afoot, so we talk less. Erasing you may hide, so the enemy to vex. Erasing you may crying, triple, so I'm never lost. I'm on the road from the rod to the riches with a cross. PR engineer with order, but for nation, how we're born. I call a fool, like I'm called a revolution out of corner. Open up a door of all, I bring up what's up, and I'm a walk at that. Figure. I'm still the revelation, but I did my genesis. Go get him, Jay, so EO the nemesis.
Hallelujah.
See, what I'm trying to tell you is, in the other days, in that final game, in that final Super Bowl, a life and death. just the right, just the right.
This is Teta, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather.
Listeners and followers of Music Time in Africa. That's why I call you my M's. Okay, so you just heard Lengoma by DJ Sabu and featuring Zahara. And now it's time to settle down for just 2 minutes, 37 seconds and listen to this musical gem. This is Wilson Makawa, recorded in Bulawayo, Malawi in 1960. The song Bamba Siaya, sung in Chewa, is one of advice for Mr. Siaya.
It seems he'd gotten married, so needed to finally stop fighting and resolve his disputes with discussion instead of fist.
Zokamba, koma kumenyana, nuleke. Gati bali mau, kungochita zonena, koma kumenyana, nuleke. Kamba koma kumenyana muleke ngati pali mau kungochita zonena koma kumenyana muleke.
That was Bambo Siaya, a 1960 recording from Malawi by the sweet, gentle voice and guitar picking of Wilson Makawa. We're almost at 40 past the hour. Time to meet our second guest, Joe Kayat, right after this.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in to your local radio station Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. That's what's up.
Get ready to listen to a surprising song, a prelude actually, called Afro Bach. Now, if you listen to the show often, you already know musician Lassana Jabate. He's one of the world's leading balafonists of the Manding Djeli tradition. And he came through D.C. in 2015 with the award-winning ensemble Trio Dakali. Here's Lassana after that performance.
Hi, I'm Lassana Jabate, balafon player. I love music time in Africa.
And, well, Lassana's magic mallets are in high demand everywhere and have been for decades, from reggae to rap to regional folk pop. Jabate plays it all beautifully. You might also remember Joe Kayat. I've had him on the show a few times too.
Hello, my name is Joe Kayat. I'm a pianist living in Nice. So I want to say hello to all my friends in Africa. Hello, everybody. Peace and love. I love you.
Joe's a jazz pianist and composer who's spent his lifetime exploring world music traditions. Africa is one of his favorite parts of the world, in particular West and North Africa. Disc 2 from Kayat's 1999 double album Departures showcases his African compositions with titles like Siraba, Chaura, Kureduga Cocktail, well, now Joe has come out with a new album. It's called Multicolor Stuff, and it features several compositions with Lassana Djabaté, as well as La Crème de la Crème, he says, of Afro-Cuban musicians in Paris. The surprising song, Afro Bach, which we're going to listen to in a moment, is Joe's interpretation on his new album of the Prelude and Fugue in C-sharp major by Johann Sebastian Bach. That fugue was composed in 1722. Afro Bach is performed by Joe, Lassana, and bassist Philippe Cabrera. Joe joins me by phone from France to present it right after this.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click Listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Okay, hey guys, now let's bring in Joe Kayat and listen to Afro Bach. So, hello Joe, it's great to hear from you again. Your piece, Afro Bach, is a stunning version of an 18th century Johann Sebastian Bach prelude.
Exactly. It's a song I play when I was a child. I love that prelude. The groove there in Mali and West Africa is a lot of 6-8, 12-8. I love that groove. I have a good friend, Lassana Djabaté, the balafonist.
Mm-hmm.
And because he was very challenging guy, you know, he want to play jazz. Sometimes he called me, teach me, Joe, please, the Brazilian song. You know, he's involved on the his tradition, mundane tradition, but he's very open guy and musician. So he asked me all the time. And when he came in Paris, for me, was a good opportunity to make a recording. So we work on it. He learned with me, like, every day. He learned that song because, you know, don't find one balafon player play this song or that kind, you know. Yeah? There are many very good balafonists, but very difficult to him to play that. So he learned this and he improvised on this. So I was very happy. He can play his music. I try, but he can try also to play the European music and so difficult like this.
Describe the other instruments in the recording.
It's just a bass play with us.
A bass.
And the piano, me, I play the piano.
Okay.
The bass player is one of the famous Cuban musicians living in Paris now, is Felipe Cabrera.
I see. Have you performed this song, Afro Bach, live yet?
Yes, once in Paris, once or two times we played this.
How was it received?
Oh, people were very upset in English.
Enchanted.
Surprised, you know.
Surprised.
Wow. Yeah, it's a listen, traditional African instrument. So it was a very interesting experience.
Thank you so much for the time and the music.
Oh, thank you, Anna.
Joe Kayat, everybody, and Lasana Jabate and Philippe Cabrera with Afro Bach.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Africa through its own music. Stay locked in.
Hi, darlings. This is Heather, and I've got three back-to-back tunes for you now to rock us through to the end of the show. Confirmé by Candia Cora, Naboya, a seriously funky groove by Freddie Masamba, and Faya by Davido. Here's Candia from Guinea.
Confirmé. Aluma ye salama ya gelema mote di ala benye. Monote masala inoye. Ine kanja jama yengobi. Amadia dolunye. Monote masala inoye. Salama ya hela teledi. Fenty ya he sebeli lidi. Nema kujo ke muma. Nema kujo miri muma. Confirmé. Musique, c'est pas la jalousie. 224 est ma fierté. Era nous banga baga stilma. Era nous panique ma stilma. Et mi fentouya. Era kanja barasole.
kabiso botolebi banya chifingi biso pe baseki baso kisi mitema na biso bamboke pelingo bilelo bitumba na bapasi fo esila ye ya imambo kubika ve paukyali keleve wala yai ya pauve Ejabula, Toto Waya, Kungelo, Orentundu, Mwapele, Okerike, Emmanuel, Kishimi Widi, Ola di Widi, Jamo y Widi, Ukwiza Bonga, Toto Widi, Petrol, Mamba Meto, Funzabi, Mwa Mabeto, Kishimito, Pandu Zeto.
Sangala chobu chindi, chobu chindi, jaka cha
na boy.
Sangala sangala sekandondwe pop songza jaka cha
na boy.
Sangala sangala chobu chindi, jaka cha
na boy.
Sangala sangala sekandondwe pop songza yanche.
Nkishimi wiri, olodi wiri, jamo y wiri, ukwiza bonga, toto wiri, petrol, mamba meto.
Hola, hola, Mr. Olopa. I'm not here to cause wahala. Hello, diva.
Right, hello, MZs. This is Heather Maxwell. That was Davido closing us out this edition of Music Time in Africa with Fire. It's been a pleasure today. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Special thanks go to Anana Haruna and Kel Asouf in Brussels and to Joe Kayad in France. Hit me up, guys, on social media. Any of these platforms will work. My WhatsApp, that number is +1 202 203 4118. Email musictime@voanews.com, Twitter @musictimeafrica, and of course my Facebook page. So leave a message, a DM, a voicemail. I might even include you in a future show. Here's a reminder, every week the Music Time Hour begins with 5 minutes of breaking news. So on our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 UTC. On shortwave radio, tune in on Fridays at 09:05 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, 22:05 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Yeah, till next week. Stay beautiful, my M's. Stay beautiful.
At all